gather round. It's Mecha Podcast 2000.
Welcome to the show, Mecha Podcast 2K, the hottest pod in Atlanta, Georgia. It's feeling like fall today. Dana, do you agree? Do you feel yes. The season's changing?
Yep, stepped outside and was like 70, 75.
And then last night it was chilly.
Yeah, it was definitely in the 60s last night.
It was chilly, no T-Boz. I've been fucking with this song. That is not it.
Oh, we're starting off right.
Sorry, we took a week off. Right. Little rusty. That was not it. No, this song. You know Billy Ocean, yeah?
Yeah. Billy Ocean.
I went to Johnny's Hideaway the other night, and this came on, and it was such a vibe. I felt like I was in Scarface.
I felt like
white. We needed white suits.
It was during the montage.
This is in Scarface?
That's the montage, I think, when he's like finally got Michelle Pfeiffer, I think. That scene where he's just, it's just a montage.
So it is in Scarface?
I believe. Let me check.
I don't know. But the hook is so juicy on this song. And the tempo is just right, you know? It's not that fast. You can kind of like bop to it. You know, I like the bop. I just gotta get you to the chorus. No more love on the run. But
no
he
more
said
love
he says
on the run.
He says Caribbean Queen. Why you gotta
What's
say
the
like
name?
That?
Who's the artist of that? Billy Ocean, right?
Frank Ocean's uncle.
Frank, yeah, it's not. He. It's not on there. It's not on there. I thought it was.
Caribbean Queen. I never knew what he was saying. Caribbean Queen. Now it's love on the run. He's also, what's that song? Get out of my dreams and get into my car. Something like that. I don't fucking know. That's Billy Ocean. Frank Ocean. It's weird. Johnny's Hideaway, you've never been there, right?
Nah.
It's, I don't know if that's your vibe.
Where is it at?
It's right by his, Buckhead, you know, the place we used to work.
Yeah. How many, what'd you just go for, drinks, food? What was it?
I just got a couple beers. I give it, Johnny's is a three swiper.
Mm-hmm. So Atlanta,
it's iconic,
good,
yeah.
I guess.
But like you look around and it seems, it's interesting. It's like almost everybody in there is divorced. In their 40s to 50s and like living out their late 20s to 30s. You know what I mean? Like their children are out the house.
Well, I'm visualizing. I don't know what you mean, but
you know,
it's a good observation.
But they still like to party, you know, they still have fun, which is good. We need that, you know? You know, 40 to 50 year old single people need to have fun too. They need to get on the dance floor with a disco ball and listen to Caribbean Queen.
So there was dancing? Were you dancing?
No. Fuck no. Okay. I definitely will get down, but I had got off work and I was not. I was like, that is not. But I was just getting a couple brews.
A couple brewskis.
And that's Johnny's motherfucking Hideaway. But anyway, more importantly, I went to the Saints game. I guess we can just get into the show on this. It was a segment.
Both our teams won, so get that out of the way.
Both our teams won, first off. So.
Yeah, got the Eagles cap on right now.
Right meow.
The throwback.
What do y'all say? Fly,
the Eagles fly to the road to victory. Yeah.
And then, but no, y'all say like, son, Eagles.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Eagles. Something like, it's awesome. It's a good one. That's a good one. We say who dat.
Yeah.
We're saying it loud and proud Sunday. It was getting wild out there.
I know. I hit you up in a little bit of the beginning because like right in the beginning, I knew the game was popping, but I went to no disturb mode because I knew the Eagles were playing at one, but I needed to get that text out real quick. I'm like, yo, you watching this?
Oh, and I was already there.
He was already there.
So first off, I go there and first thing I see is Tyrann Mathieu's jerseys everywhere, which got me really excited because that's just cool.
Honey Badger.
Know? I've never seen so many people jump on board, you know, of a player.
The Honey Badger.
Exactly. Cool
name. He's got that like the sweet. Is that the sweetest nickname to have from LSU? I can't remember who has a better nickname.
Ooh, I don't know. That one's fire.
That's just so fire. Like he's the only one I know that. So when I think of him, I'm just like, oh, the Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Well, because he was like tiny.
Yeah.
He was always getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Hard hitter.
Mm-hmm.
He fits the Saints vibe.
Yeah.
Big time. We also got Jarvis.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we saw that. I saw a lot of Jarvis Matthews, went ham. LSU jerseys too. It was just like, I was getting kind of teary eyed. I might have also eaten. Oh, that's the other thing. Have you tried these Delta 8 edibles before? You know, that fake mm-hmm. weed shit?
Mm hmm.
That shit works. And it's not like a headache or anything. Mm-hmm. It's legit, dude.
Yeah, my wife gets them at her job. They sell them.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Should she take them ever?
Yeah, I mean, they're just Delta 8. It's nothing crazy.
No, but it like doesn't give you like as no. much of the psychedelic mm-hmm. stuff.
But it makes you hungry.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But it makes you like chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like Xanax.
They have it for dogs too, hemp. Delta 8, it's like it calms. It
calms
like,
them down.
Know, yeah.
No, that shit's. Hey, y'all, just try it out, listeners. Mm-hmm. You know, I was always thought Delta 8 would just give you a headache or something. Or mm-hmm. some, you know, I remember that fake shit back in the day?
It's just like all the gas stations sell this like Delta 8 vapes.
Yeah,
because they come in the vape form too. But there's the actual Georgia Hemp Company is in Sandy Springs. So you can actually go there to the source and go get it.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
So I know that guy. So that guy comes into the place I may or not work.
Thanks for turning me up on the microphone too. So like you can go to the source. You don't have to go to the gas stations and get these bunk ass Delta 8.
It was from a shop.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying in general, because so many people in Atlanta will just go to the gas stations like, yo, I got the Delta 8, this crazy.
Yeah, I trust this dude.
It's like, it's in Sandy Springs. Just go right there. It's like,
no, he has like
$20 for a cart for like a...
He has like three other...
gram cartridges.
He has three other ones too. Mm-hmm. I think there's one Decatur and shit. No, but that shit's real, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's real. I always wrote it off, but I mean, they're like, all right, we can't have weed, so we're just gonna fucking get around the law.
Well, it's an agriculture.
What's that?
It's a law. It's an agriculture plan. It's like, that's why it can get around. It's been established in Georgia for years. Yeah.
Here's another thing. I mean, I'll get back to the same story. I don't know if you noticed, my gym is closing. The whole goddamn hospital is closing.
Wow.
Yeah, y'all, you hear that?
No more Wellstar, no more hot tubs for you.
No more hot tub. I got till next Friday.
No holding hands with Jameson.
Yeah, it's fucking whack. I mean, we never really did that.
You can break up your fake relationship now.
Oh, yeah. That's how I got the discount.
Yeah, there was an underlining joke there.
Yes. Yeah, dude, and I'm just getting gains, too.
Yeah.
I'm just getting hella gains over here. No more swimming pool. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's fine.
You just got to go suffer with the rest of the public and go buy a membership somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Forum in Pond City Market.
There you go.
I'm going to step up. There's going to be more attractive people there, which is fine.
Why does it matter?
I don't like working out in front of like attractive people.
Oh.
Because I'm like...
I try not to even think about that when I'm working out. I'm just thinking about just... You know, my workout.
I'm so self-conscious.
Doing the reps clean, you know, making sure my back's
form properly aligned
when I'm doing these squats.
Uh-huh.
With the barbell, you know?
Exactly. No, I'm with you. It's just when there's geriatric people around, I feel better than them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a confidence boost.
I got you.
When you got Larry over there fucking trying to squat 5 pounds.
It's like being being proud of being the tallest person in the smallest room of people, right?
That's how I feel in Louisiana.
Okay.
Because that is one of the shortest states in America. Maybe the world.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so back to the Saints game. I go in there. First thing happens when I get in there, I'm in line, wait. And I took one of those Delta 8 gummies, and I was like really kind of feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And which was cool because I was like chill.
You know, my sister took one of those and passed out, bro. She was like freaking out.
Yeah, she no, well, it. I took half.
She took half too, and she was like,
I took a half, she took a whole, yeah, told that bitch slow down.
It was just crazy. Some people's reaction to them is just, I told her she can't do it again. I'm like, yeah, don't even try.
Yeah, don't even, don't do it.
Shout out to my sis.
Shout out. But yeah, the I was feeling like real chill. And then I'm in line and the line's taking forever for some reason. And then I finally like kind of start paying attention to what's going on. And this guy he was a Saints fan, of course, had like real juvenile energy, you know, not the rapper energy, just like he was mad. And he had this poor bartender like shaking and it was on some bullshit. So first off, I get into the game and we're just being embarrassing because all these Falcons fans are like, oh my God, Saints fans are the fucking worst, which we are. But it's like, this guy, oh my God.
Yeah, doing second lines in Walmart? Get out of here with that shit.
We don't give a fuck. Anyway, so that was like, all right, here we go. Then I go into the game. We're very polite for most of the first half. Taysom Hill set it off for us.
He did set it off.
And just know
he's not a quarterback. He's not a quarterback. He's just a utilitarian type of guy. Yeah, I'm just saying, don't use him as a quarterback.
Get him as a tight end on your fantasy team, though.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just saying, but he's not a quarterback. We established that last year when you know he went down. And he had to throw the rock.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, nah.
Every time he's throwing the rock, I'm like, interception is coming. It's coming. But anyway, he set us off. We got us.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, yeah. Take his legs out, man. What are y'all doing?
Don't do that. Anyway, so then we kind of loosen up.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's late. It's Atlanta, doing Atlanta things.
And we're down. It's like 10 to 27 mm-hmm. or some shit. Mm-hmm. It was ridiculous. It wasn't looking good. And I was being polite. And I'm only saying this to reference an Instagram story I posted, which got a lot of heat. Probably the most attention I've ever gotten. And
because some people, because you've stated on the pod before the type of person you are. So, you know.
What, a fucking demon savage?
Well, no, you're a lover sometimes. You're mostly a lover, not a fighter.
Not when I'm off the Henny. Not when I'm off the Henny.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I was off Henny and Miller Lights.
Proceed.
So, anyway, this guy sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to switch seats with my...
He looked like Bubba Sparks.
He kind of looked like my uncle a little bit, honestly. But I love my uncle. I don't like this guy at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to switch seats because he was kind of being a dick to my roommate.
Shout out Jameson.
And Jameson's very nice. And he's also like super a nice. Saints fan, but he's not like a fucking crazy Saints fan like me, you know? Like, at one point, he's just like, I'm hungry. Like, it was like fourth quarter, making a comeback, and he's like, I'm hungry. I'm like, Jameson, shut up.
He's like, yo, what's good? Yeah. You always get that dude who's like, he's invested, but it's not as invested as you. So you're like, yo, bro, just chill out. We gotta get to this
like,
game.
Are you seeing, like, what's happening before our eyes right now? Like, I think we could come back. Like, it's happening.
Yeah.
And so anyway, and this guy was mean to his wife for no reason. He's like, where the fuck were you? While she was like, go and use the bathroom. While the bathroom lines were like 20, 30 deep. So he was just like a douche. So anyway, fourth quarter is going on. I'm like, fuck, I got to pee. If you know me, I got to pee a lot all the time. Mm-hmm. And then so I'm going to use the bathroom. Motherfucker thinks we're leaving. He thinks we're leaving. So now he wants to say something to me. And they had these flags on the seats. And he goes, hey, Falcons flags. He goes, hey, don't forget your flag. And I said, oh, don't worry. I'm coming back. I got to wipe my ass with it. The line was fire.
It was fire.
I just, oof. I laughed cooked.
During pre-production. I died.
So I just cooked the guy, first off. And then he was shooketh.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back.
Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
And I'm like, I'm back. And he's like, oh, hey, are they still serving beers? I was like, don't talk to me. Like, I'm douchebag mode now. Then we come back and I film the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I called him a bitch.
Oh, you definitely called him a bitch. There is no mistake
on
about
Instagram.
That. You definitely called
him
a bitch.
Which he deserved it.
Yeah.
He's mean to his wife. He's mean to my roommate. And then he tried talking to shit to me while I was leaving because he was a pussy hole. And in the video, I think I also am like, don't forget your flag. Don't forget your flag. So fuck that guy. Yeah. I just had to clear that up.
And we have a lot of Atlanta fans out here that are fan of the pods. And we work with a lot of prior Atlanta fans. Shout out, AKA Greg. He doesn't listen to this podcast. But look, we sympathize with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Oh, no. Wait. I don't. Because do you want
to
know what?
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Let's fucking go.
I would never do this to you Falcon fans, bro, because y'all are like my second team. I was born in Columbus, Georgia. Let's put this out there. So I always root for you guys second, no matter what. No, but I'm an Eagles fan.
No,
always...
we are rivals. It is a rivalry. That's the thing. Just because you don't want to participate in the rivalry doesn't change the rivalry. All right? We are rivals. We're bitter enemies. Mm-hmm. And because your organization has failed you for so long and you don't care as much as you used to since like the Mike Vick days or since you went and lost in the Super Bowl, like it doesn't mean the rivalry is gone.
Why do they have these debacles in like the fourth quarter? I don't understand it.
It's a Cherokee curse. That's what it is. Man. So anyway, fuck that guy. Fuck the Falcons.
It was a litty game.
Let's go. It was amazing. It was the best live game I've ever seen. I mean, the comeback made off, no bro. Sense.
I mean, and then your boy is back from the injury. Y'all got two bona fide
Michael Thomas
wide receivers. You got
we got Olave or whatever too. However you say his name.
You got RB1, Kamara RB2.
Ingram throwing the fumbles throwing the up. He literally did a basket toss. But anyway, that was fucking the sickest game. I just had to clear that up because a lot of people are like, Seth. Or they're like, Savage. Or, oh my God. That's why I got a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're from Louisiana, I got, fuck yeah. Let's go. it was weird. Response.
Reaction, huh?
But I think the Louisiana people understand that it's a rivalry. And I mean, come on. What Eagles, y'all like Cowboys, Matt Ryan? Right?
Y'all don't start. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, Green Bay Bears. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Do you guys still like Matt Ryan that he's playing for Indianapolis? Or y'all still hate him?
He tied, right?
No, yeah, he tied. But I'm just saying he doesn't play for Atlanta anymore. So can he come through?
Yeah, he can come through because there are some pussy holes. They're not the same.
But I'm just saying he's not a Falcon anymore.
Yeah, but the Falcons fans are pussies, so it doesn't matter. They're not going to go that hard. Because they're just, they aren't about that.
I don't know if they're going to be doing ATL ho inside the Mercedes Benz.
They were trying it. They said it.
When they went there.
And, dude, they did put on swag surfing, and that everybody was swag surfing.
When they played in at home?
In the fourth quarter.
It was lit.
I've never seen that many people swag surf at this. It was incredible. Like, the whole crowd was moving. That was tight. It was better than the wave.
Okay.
It's the modern wave.
Experience swipe for the
experience.
NFL's back. NFL's back.
NFL's back, baby. Power four swipes. Damn. I mean, I left on top of the world. I'm glad nobody fucked with me, but we're rolling deep. We're screaming "Who dat" all the way home.
Mm-hmm.
So, great time, great experience, better pizza at Papa John's. All right, moving on. Another sports ting. Serena Williams
retiring. Give her applause and don't you hit that motherfucking Limp Bizkit pad. Thank you. Oh, we got the goat. Bat, bat, bat. That was good. I did that.
I don't know if y'all can hear me. I'm drinking a pumpkin spice latte. Yeah.
He went full. What did you say? You went
basic bitch.
Yeah. The goat, man. She's done. You know. No more Serena.
Ever since she had a kid, though, she didn't come back the same.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, she just one of the most decorated athletes of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Changed the game.
Completely dominant.
Tennis, you know? Yeah, dominant.
I mean, you got these Naomi Osakas out here. They ain't really, it ain't the same.
They're not about that life?
No.
Coco Golf might, though. Coco might be there.
She's good, but the thing is when, remember it was like Venus first.
Yeah.
Venus was the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Venus got diagnosed with some kind of thing that made her like tired,
immune
some kind of
system like go down,
lupus or something. And then Serena took over. And I mean, to me the difference is it's kind of like Tiger
Compton too.
Oh yeah, and her dad's from Louisiana. Will Smith. Will Smith.
We're not gonna. No, he's banned from this show.
Was he at the Emmys? But she was when she. Took over, she took over.
Yeah, she
you
did.
Know?
Mm-hmm.
Like winning Grand Slams back to back to back to back to back, just nonstop. And like Coco Gauff, sure, but like she's not, because she's past when Serena was already winning, like age wise, I believe.
She's still young, bro. She's like not even 18, I don't think.
Coco Gauff? No, she's probably 21.
Let's go. I'm gonna say she's only 17.
And I do think Coco Gauff. No, she's older than 17, but she's a native of Atlanta, right?
Coco Gauff?
I think so.
I don't know.
Something like
she's 18.
Oh damn! Okay, so you're right. You're right. Fuck me. You're right. She okay? Then Coco Gauff might be that bitch.
I'm just thinking she might be.
And then also this 19-year-old guy, Alcaraz, whatever. Yeah. That's imagine you're 19 and you win the U.S. Open.
Right.
Like, what's left?
What about your homeboy that refuses to take the vaccine? He couldn't even come over.
That's why a 19-year-old won the U.S. Yeah. Open is because Djokovic.
Yeah, Djokovic.
He's on his Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
My thing, though, is it's okay because he's only letting down his fans, not his teammates.
Right, because it's just him. You're right. His country.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a U.S. Open.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, it's a Grand Slam.
Right.
It's the end of them.
Well, you know, you want typically the U.S., like a British Open, you want someone from your country to win, you know? You know, so it's the U.S. Open, so you kind of want your country to represent whoever wins, you know, so...
Well, and he's, you know, Nadal has the most.
Yeah,
which is crazy because it was always Federer was that guy. But Nadal has the most. It's crazy because
Australia
slams.
Let him in. Remember, they wouldn't let him in, and then they let him in for that tournament.
Yeah, because there's some punk-ass bitches.
The U.S. was like, nah, bruh.
Well, I bet if the U.S. Open was in Florida, he would have been there. But it's in New York City. It's a different vibe.
Oh, I bet if it was in Florida. Or Texas.
They would have, somehow let it, like, got him in there. They would have brought him in on a boat.
Yeah, not to take away from Serena, but all props to the GOAT.
Yeah, props to the GOAT. It's weird because we're getting older and all, like, I mean, Messi, Ronaldo, LeBron. We were blessed with a cacophony of goated athletes, and they're all
copious
passing.
Amount of
yes. I don't even know if cacophony. Hey Siri, what is the definition of cacophony? Let's just see.
We have to pay her to talk.
Cacophony means a harsh, discordant mixture of sounds.
Okay, that is not how you use cacophony. So a cornucopia. You're right.
I said a copious amount, which means shit. It a lot.
I was going for cornucopia.
It's okay.
I'm thinking Thanksgiving. All right.
It's all right, man.
It's all right, bro.
You know.
Shoot. Good. Moving on. So Seth watches what Dana watches.
Yes.
Segment.
That was.
Caught up on Mo.
That shit.
Watched it in probably 2 days.
It's good.
I adored it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I like the most about
Mohammed Amir. He has like 3 stand-ups on Netflix too.
I've seen one a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like heavier.
Yeah.
He's lost some weight.
Mm-hmm.
He looks good.
Shout out to Teresa Ruiz, who plays his girlfriend.
Yes.
She killed it.
And she cute as hell.
And his brother Omar Elba.
Yes, also did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy too.
Toby, we're not going to pronounce his last name because we're not going to disrespect him.
Y'all probably know him from Instagram Reels or TikTok where he's like singing like, I don't know. It's always like some get the fuck out my face type shit. Mm-hmm. But they're always in like green with a choir and...
So what's your synopsis, bro? 8 episodes, what you think?
Well, first off, let me just say this.
Let's go.
The highlight of it, to me, is him and his girl's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He's, even though he...
Religion plays a big part in this series.
Yes, but also, though, he's just, like, super supportive of her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just super sweet and, like...
He's not hard or gangster at all. It's not what you think,
no,
right?
No.
He's, like, the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Which kind of reminds me of you.
No.
Like, you're not... Well, until football season kicks in. But when football season is not in...
No, he's an asshole, though. He can be an asshole.
But that's what I'm saying. But, like, you're chillax. You're not, like, you know, you're funny.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not, you know, he's not what you think this is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's...
Wait, he's, like you said, people, he's caring. How do you think people perceive me?
Well...
I have long hair, a beard. I look like Jesus, white
Jesus.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, you're funny. You're social. You can talk, which this guy, Mohammed, is social. He has different friends on different aspects of life.
He can
get along with multiple people like yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and he looks out for people, like you said. And it's not like...
I guess. I could be better at that aspect.
Well, that's probably true. But I'm just saying, but for him, we're not. I'm just saying certain aspects about him kind of remind me, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. He likes lean a lot. I wish I could drink lean on the reg.
But he's just, and he's funny. But he feels like, you know, he's like, he's confident, but not confident, you know, and doesn't want to let his feelings express.
Yeah, he does remind me of myself. I will say when he's like being an asshole to that rich husband and trying to tell him his watch is fake. Yeah, I could see that. Because that was how I was at the game. As soon as you fucking...
Mm-hmm.
Once you, here's the thing. I will most likely, and it won't be on purpose, I will not offend you first.
Yeah.
But if you like cross the line on me, it's over. There is no line anymore. you know.
What did you think about the episode where they're trying to get their papers? That was a good episode, too.
Oh, it was really good. And I like the lawyer, the Polish lawyer, whatever, who was no shoes on. Yeah. And
you saw a lot of culture.
Well, I loved it because Palestine, like, I don't know anything about Palestinians besides the fact that Israel was Palestine for the most of it, and we fucked them, and, you know, they live in the Gaza Strip and all that stuff, and they're basically like prisoners, and it's horrible, and but that's it. That's all I know. So it was cool to see, like, yeah, olive oil. You know, of course, they're Muslim for the most part, like, but you got to see their culture and how they're really sweet and giving, and they carry on.
But don't you think Mo was a good representation of this like city Houston and the Palestinian? Do you think he represented the, like, just the show in totality? Like,
oh, dude, that was
his car. I mean, everything was just,
well, that's what I, yeah, exactly. Cause Houston is not one of my favorite cities. That's a fact, but, it's not far from where I'm from. So we grew up, you know, listening to shit where they're rapping about slabs, the Houston Rockets, the Oilers. He's wearing Oilers hats, the throwback Astros hats. He got the, what was his name? Olajuwon? What was their boy? Yeah. He had the, he had the poster on the wall. It was just, you had Zero the Crooked playing on the soundtrack. You had Bun B. Paul Wall makes a cameo. He was rapping Houston well.
It just shows you how hard immigration life was, too, for, like, people of Palestinian.
Well, it was cool because it was under a different lens. Normally, that's a Mexican or, like, Latino or Central American.
It is definitely a Mexican city. Yeah. I've been to Houston before,
But, like, normally, illegal alien, you think, like, you know, you Central American.
But the fear of him when he was DJing at the club.
And
the
ICE guys came in.
He's like,
dreams.
It's just crazy, man. Like, I don't know. I just, that stuff like that made me more like, whoa, like, this is, some people live like, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, yeah. Like, I have friends when I went to Central America, I met their family members who, it was like my homie's uncle, and, we stayed with them in El Salvador, and he got a DUI in America and then just dipped back because he would have been deported anyway. So he got a DUI and then he was like, all right, I gotta go.
Right.
You know, and just like can never go back to America now.
Like when he, like, the listeners, the episode's so complex. So like the first episode, remember when he gets shot, he's trying to get some food for his brother who's has cat. A special, his brother is special in general. Like you said, Mo's just trying to look out for his family. He feels like he has to ever since he lost his father. Yeah. Feels like he's always having to look out for his family.
His sister kind of abandoned them.
Yeah, married in a Canadian. And that whole thing is funny too. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, listeners, this is a stop and watch.
But that was cool too. Cause stop, like, and watch. So it's like his sister lives in Galveston. You know, like, I know all that area so well. You know, I know all that. It's right by Louisiana. It's on the border. You know, so it was great. Now, it wasn't perfect though. There was some issues, like the drug dealing stuff. There was some shit they didn't tie up, I felt like. Sometimes the tone of it just got, like, out of hand. It was like, wait, this is kind of supposed to be a comedy. And then it would get, like, the stakes would just go through the roof on, like, how, you know, especially the finale. Especially the boxing scene, you know. Like, where his boy, you know, with the diabetes,
That was,
like,
I don't want to give too much away, but
it was like, it all of a sudden, like,
it got turned up. It did. It did. But I like that.
And I'm coming off of Better Call Saul, where it's like, Better Call Saul to me is funny, but it always has that, like,
it seems like he's always trying to do good, but then gets caught up in something else.
Well, it's because, though, his situation, he can't get a real job, you know? If the fucking government would just be better and give this, like, good guy his citizenship, he could get a real job.
And it sucks how he went down at the, I'm not going to give it away. Yeah, but that's, see, that story, that episode was like sucked. Yeah. It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it, it's not perfect. Like you said, there is, but I'm going to give it a three power swipe. I think I did. I don't know. I think I gave it a two.
Oh, you did it before you're done.
Yeah. I think I gave it a two power, but I'm going a three power just because I feel like for the time that you have time in your day, we do a good job of trying to give you series that you can be like, look, you know, matter what you're doing in life. But this one for 19 to 23 minutes packs what Atlanta packs in an hour. And I was telling something. That's how I feel. I really do. I feel like it packs in a lot of things that Atlanta does with a longer time period, and you can knock this 8 episode
that's
out
the thing,
on Netflix.
Yes, the ease of watching. I mean, I watched like 4 episodes. And I finished in 2 days. Right. On my days off, I was like, fuck it. Because, dude, I've been watching Better Call Saul, which is like an hour.
Right. But then you pack in this episode, which has so much complexity to it. It's sophisticated. So for me, like I said, it's a 3-power. You got to watch this. It's not going to take no time. Like I said, you can literally sit down and watch this like in 4 episodes in 1 day. Easily. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Power 2. That's what I'm going to go with. Only because I felt like some of the writing got wonky. They needed to next season, tighten up some of that writing. Because it got kind of... Let me just say one part. For when his friend crosses the border, and he's a U.S. citizen, but if you don't go through customs on the way out, you can't just come through customs on the way in. That is not how shit works.
Yeah, they need to clarify that little part. I understand he had that.
My guy, he probably should have, fucking too.
But he's American.
Yeah, but
he had no worries, really, as compared to...
You do if you don't check out
true,
of customs.
True. But he already had... I'm sure he was connected with the guy. He probably had a way to get in and out.
I know, but like they needed to tighten up some of the
stuff.
Come on,
dude.
Some plot holes. Oh,
if you're going to throw that out there, there's plenty of ways to cover that up. They hopped in a freaking of a car shut down and drove somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even show the route. So you can't tell me that was bad. They could have left without that. I mean, come on.
Yeah, true. But it was I still think it's a must watch though. But there was some little plot hole.
Yeah.
But weirdly, it's like made me want to go to Houston, you know? It's like, I fucking hate Houston. I really do.
I really want some olive oil after watching that show.
Yes. I want some of that Bam Bam Bombacla or whatever his name is. The Action Bronson.
Action Bronson, yeah. And he's big into that stuff. Stop and watch it.
Okay, here's something that Dana watched that Seth probably won't be watching.
I told you that.
This is The Samaritan starring Sylvester Stallone and the kid, what's his name, Ashtray from Euphoria.
Javon Walton.
That's right.
Yes, do not watch this. It has a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's higher than I thought it would.
Me too, honestly. And IMDb has it at a 5.8, which I am so shocked that he's even rated that high, but it is horrible. This is a... next.
I'm gonna have to say next.
Yes, get it out of here. It's next. Horrible. I even texted him during it, was like, yo, don't watch this. Don't waste your time. Don't do anything.
it looks just, good. Don't move.
Don't click it. Don't do anything. Just go right to Lord of the Rings. Like, you'll see the Samaritan up there. You'll be like, oh man, like, I remember the comic books. You know, you might want to check that out. It might entice you because you're like, you know, it might be nostalgic for someone that, you know, remembers this, but don't do it.
Wait, please. Is it an actual comic book?
I believe it. I think, if I'm not mistaken, what I read, I think it is. It is. It's a mythos comic graphic novel by, I don't even know how to pronounce this guy's name, but I'm not going to do it. Yeah, but it is.
But mythos, that's like some bullshit ass distributor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looked bad. Stallone looks... rough. Is there any shirtless scenes with
no
him?
They can't they even tried to do a filter to de-age him in a scene.
God.
Yeah, it was bad.
I gotta see that. I just want to see that.
It was bad.
That might be worth
it. Has the only another notable person that was in it was the chick from the Orange is the New Black, the pregnant chick that got pregnant by the guard. She plays the Samaritan that helps he helps out, you know. But
there's like a new one. A girl version?
Mm-hmm. Well, she's just the Samaritan. That's what they named her as. Like, you know,
he's not the Samaritan?
Well, no, because I don't even care. I'm going to spoil it.
Yeah.
Because Nemesis is his brother. There's a Samaritan and Nemesis. Well, he's actually Nemesis.
Who's his brother?
Was the Samaritan, but he dies in the whole accident that they start this movie about, how his brother was the bad guy and Samaritan helped people. And so Nemesis set up this plan to destroy like the city and Samaritan showed up, but they never showed you what happened. So at the end, you're like, this dude that's trying to be Nemesis is like, I'm the new Nemesis. And he's like, yeah, I'm actually him, because everybody thought he was Samaritan, but he's actually the bad guy.
He's a reverse.
Yeah, reverse.
Oh, he faked his death.
Well, his brother died, and he tried to save his brother.
Uh huh.
but his brother died in the explosion. So his brother was a Samaritan. So everybody, yeah. So he just disappeared. So the Samaritan and the Nemesis disappeared.
Oh, I see.
When the guy that's trying to, the antagonist who is played by some guy, I'm not going to, Azbek, plays the bad guy. He's putting on the Nemesis mask, and he thinks that the Samaritan is the Samaritan. And Sylvester Stallone's like, "Nah, man, I'm
mask
actually
off."
Yeah, but it's horrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He even sticks his dynamite, and this guy is like, walks away. And he's like, "Have a blast."
Oh, that's a good line. That's a good line.
I was gonna smack you. Don't you use that?
No, that's a good
it
line.
Was bad. It was.
Did he walk
bad.
Away?
Yes,
in slow
he did. He walked away.
Explosion.
Was like, have a blast, and like, and then it blows
fuck
up.
Yes. That's like a Judge Dredd line, though.
Judge Dredd, Demolition Man, all those are better than this.
It's
like,
not the Tuma.
Yeah, it's bad. Don't watch it. So,
all right, deal. Whatever. I mean, that does sound horrible, but
yeah.
It sounds funny. I'll say that.
Well, go ahead and watch it if you get time.
Well, when I get time.
Sure.
When I do get time, I'm going to watch Morbius.
Which it's on Netflix. Yeah. Ever since you told me it was bad, I'm not going to watch it. I'm like.
And my roommate tried watching and it was apparently horrible. Yeah. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check.
You're going to try?
Out. Yeah, because okay. It's on Netflix. It's just like, if it, you know.
He ruined the House of Gucci and Morbius in 1 year.
I low-key like the House of Gucci, though. What does he say? I want to be like a pigeon.
He overdid it on the accent.
He always does. All right, let's get into these motherfucking Emmys.
Let's go.
These motherfucking Emmys. The Emmys, I think, had a pretty good night. Let me see. I have a whole little listy list. Nice and conveniently not where I want it. I thought I had it perfect.
Got it. Okay, I was going to say, I have the list, too.
All right, so
some
real
notables.
Quick.
Go through notables. Not everybody cares about some of these other people.
Yeah, I'm going to go real quick. Yeah. Best drama, Succession wins. I don't know
that
how
that was
I
your
feel
show, right? Because you watched that.
No, I do. Okay, I so here's the thing. I've seen Succession.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul, Euphoria, Severance, Squid Game, Stranger Things, Yellowjacket. I've seen all of them except Ozark.
Ozark's fire.
If I had to pick my favorite thing, it would probably be Better Call Saul. If I had to choose.
I'd probably go Ozark. Jason Bateman's my guy.
Squid Game, it's just been a while. It feels
Squid Games was good, but it was just.
It's been a while, so I don't know. But I don't think Succession was, you know, that great. Hmm. But it fucking won. Everybody predicted it. Same as best comedy, Ted Lasso.
Yep.
You
that's
like
fire,
that, right?
Yep, I rated that high. Second season, fire.
See, I didn't even watch the second season. So here we go. Abbott Elementary, seen
we
it. Barry,
called that.
Seen it. Haven't seen Curb. Loved Hacks. That's probably my choice for best comedy, season two of Hacks. Marvelous Miss Maisel. I couldn't even get through the third season. Only Murders in the Building. Couldn't get through the second season. Ted Lasso. Didn't even watch it.
You didn't.
What We Do in the Shadows. I need to watch that. But I don't even think Barry should even be a comedy. Honestly, Barry should be in drama at this point. It's not even funny. Abbott Elementary. It's just weird that it's like a network show on here. But I don't know. I would have gone Hacks. You like Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Best limited series, White Lotus. Now, that's me. I'm all day with that. All day.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
Didn't really care to watch Dope Sick, The Dropout, Inventing Anna, Pam and Tommy got... I don't even think...
I don't know how. Why did that even get one?
That's kind of weak. So, yeah. The White Lotus won. It kind of was way better than the rest of its peers. We're going to skip that shit. Okay, this is notable. Best variety sketch series, A Black Lady Sketch Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Wait, no. Saturday Night Live one. Boo. Does anybody watch that shit anymore?
I don't even know.
Okay, best competition program. That's your girl, Lizzo.
Gosh. I think somebody.
No one gives a fuck about Lizzo.
Sell it out.
Lizzo been. Oh, no.
I mean, she's definitely not that. Yeah.
Selling out.
Lead actor in a drama, Lee Jong Jae, Squid Game. That's cool.
Yeah.
With that. For me, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul. That's who I want to see win. On
John
his
Oliver
season.
Got one for this variety talk series.
Yeah.
You like him?
I do. He's the only one I watch.
Okay.
I don't watch it weekly, but I'll watch it like probably every other week. I think it's good. I don't think he's that funny, but he's informative and I can like sit there and listen.
You like the Stewart show or him? or
I haven't even John Stewart hasn't shown Apple TV, right? When I go to Apple TV, it's like I don't think I'm news, right? You know, lead actor in a comedy, your boy Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis, but it's like kind of whack because it's like you got Donald Glover, Atlanta, like that wasn't.
Yeah,
really, that kind of season to even get nominated.
Coming out this month.
Hyped on that. Bill Hader, Barry. I don't even think that he did great, but it wasn't even
funny. I love Bill Hader though. I saw a spot for him.
Oh, me too. Nicholas Hoult, the great, and then like Steve Martin, Only Murders in the Building, Martin Short. Mm-hmm. They're just like these old people.
It
you know?
Really is.
And all these old motherfuckers are gonna vote for him. I'm gonna watch Dope Sick because Michael Keaton won, and that's guy, and he already won for Birdman.
Birdman was good.
And it's like Michael Keaton, you know, he kind of went back into a slump and now he's back out. I mean, this guy is a great American actor, all right? Now, big, you know, actually, this is not, everybody predicted this. Zendaya wins Euphoria Best Actress, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing. Like the episode 5, season 2, where she's all cracked out the whole episode, and this is one of the most beautiful girls on the planet, and she decides to play a crackhead, give it to her. Give her that fucking Emmy. Give her an Oscar, too, while you're at it. This is my favorite one. Jean Smart hacks. Let's fucking go. This woman, designing woman, we already gave her flowers earlier in the, 5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think she deserved it. Also, everybody. And besides Quinta, she won over Quinta Brunson. Blah. What else? Amanda Seyfried dropout. No one cares. Supporting actor, drama, Matthew McFadden, no one cares. Brett Goldstein, that's your boy from Ted Lasso.
Yep.
Whatever.
Other than that's pretty lame.
Who that?
No, I'm just saying lame. The Emmys.
Really you watched The White Lotus, right?
No, I haven't.
Check it out. The Murray Bartlett, he's like the...
That's why I was saying I haven't watched
another crackhead. If you want to win, just play a crackhead. But he's a crackhead in The White Lotus. Great job. Julie Garner, Ozark, I don't even know who that is. Don't care. Cheryl Lee Ralph, Abbott Elementary. I got her little speech. Let's see where I put it. See if I clicked the right button. I got it.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song.
Now sing it.
She did that gritty right there.
Woman, I am an artist, and I know.
It's not vibrato.
I know.
Where my voice belongs.
Gives you goosebumps.
To anyone who has ever had a dream and thought your dream couldn't
make it come podcast, true. The best podcast ever.
I am here to tell you that this is what believing looks like.
I believe it.
This Let's is go. What striving looks
this
like.
This is what we're going to do.
And don't you ever,
we won't.
Ever give up on you.
We won't.
Because if you get a Quinta Brunson in your corner,
we need a Quinta Brunson.
If you get a husband like mine in your corner, if you get children like mine in your corner, and if you've got friends like
got listeners
everybody
like y'all.
Who voted for me, cheered for me, love me, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. That's a hell of a speech right there, man.
Yeah, she had a speech of the night.
That's a hell of a speech.
Abbott Elementary. She was Brandy's mom or
Moesha.
Moesha. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was in Sister, I think.
This girl's been in the game.
Yeah.
I think it's been like, I want to say it's been like 30 years since a black woman has won a supporting actress in a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only other black woman to ever win that. So it was pretty historical. And the speech was just, I mean, come
she's
on.
She's only 65 years old, too.
Only? I mean, that's retirement age.
She's a Jamaican-American, too.
women were winning this Emmys. Jennifer Coolidge, White Lotus. That's Stifler's mom. Yeah. Is it Stifler's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. The original MILF. After that, writing a comedy, Quinta Brunson won as well, where a notable thing happened. Jimmy Kimmel
yeah.
decided like to Jimmy lay Fallon. Down as a young black woman accepts a writing award, maybe her the first ever.
Her first.
And her first. And he decides to kind of like steal the moment by acting passed out on the ground. Come on, bro.
We know, you already know I don't like him, so
he's yeah.
just,
you know. Oh, yeah, we already know what to do.
Yeah,
here.
He's a, you know, he's a douchebag. Harush, you know?
Well, okay, he leaned into the bit. We rewatched it. We watched yeah. it to clarify. The bit was kind of funny. They're never funny. Award show bits are never.
Stupid, yeah.
But Will Arnett drags him out because he had too many skinny margaritas. Ha, 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 ha.
Right, yeah. It's like a rich yeah, person's yeah, kind yeah. of comedy.
It's a I'm guessing head, like super Rica joke.
Yeah.
But instead of like when she wins, just keep dragging him off, get him out the way. But no, he stays on the ground and she's like over him talking, and it's like, dude, like let this girl enjoy her moment alone, concentrate, not have a white man under her. Like, come on, she's in a dress.
It's just get your fat ass up and get out of the way.
Fat ass up, you fucking asshole. So yeah, that was a speed round of the Emmys. I think TV's back. Movies are back. I mean, look at Top Gun. Look at all these beautiful TV shows. We're mm-hmm. back, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic, we're almost 3 years from that bitch.
Yep.
It's almost normal. Remember after the pandemic or during the pandemic, everybody's like, oh, man, it'll never go back to normal. What does that mean?
That's a good question.
Like, what are they talking about?
Maybe mask. Like, I'll always wear a mask going into a grocery store or anything in public now. So maybe
right,
that.
But that'd be like when the iPhone came out. Where, like, right. People, oh, man, we're never going back to normal. Like, yes, shit is never normal, like, the next day.
And they
things
need to give us something more. Yeah.
And change.
Change, yeah.
You're not a prophet.
Give me
you
more than that.
Idiot.
That's never going to be the same. Like, what do you mean by that? So
yeah,
broad.
Normal.
Yeah.
I was just at the Falcons game. Nah, I didn't see a single mask. Everybody was fucking screaming.
Well, I got an open dome, so it's
it
cool.
Don't even. Yo, that don't matter.
Yeah, it's air particles.
The bathrooms and shit?
Oh,
come
no,
on.
That's different.
Yeah, no, come on.
Bathrooms are always full of bacteria and diseases.
Yeah, like, come on. I mean, it's, oh, we're never going back to normal.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Man, no, she wasn't in, my apologies, she wasn't in Sister. She was in Sister Act 2. Forgot about that.
That's where Lauryn Hill debuted.
Mm-hmm. But she was in Moesha, which starred from 1996 to 01.
I feel like, but... The mom and sister might have been the one who won the other Emmy, mm-hmm. though,
yeah.
years ago for some other show I've never even heard of. It was like three numbers. I don't know.
Wow.
Some kind of sitcom. Whatever. Moving on. I'm gonna give the Grammys a 2.
Sorry. Keenan Thompson did his thing.
Shout out Keenan. Moving on to Lord of the Rings. The Rings of Power. So you've seen how many episodes?
Just the first. Maybe okay. I didn't even watch it all the way because I fell asleep. So I'm like 30 minutes.
Dude,
through.
That's like me with Game of Thrones every Sunday. I fall asleep every Sunday, like halfway. I always have to
it
rewatch it.
It is long-winded. It is, bro. Like, it is.
Just mucho talking.
Yeah, a lot know? Of talking. A lot.
But
a lot of dialogue.
I will say this with Rings of Power. It's the most expensive TV show of all time, $700 million.
It looks really good, though.
Looks like a movie.
Yeah.
But one of the problems with the show for me is some of the actors just don't look like elves are supposed to be like hot, like sexy, mm-hmm. you know? And dude, this guy, I'm going to show you his picture. His name's Robert Arameo. This guy?
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Doogie Howser.
He does.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like this guy is not handsome, sexy. Like, elves are supposed to look like godly. And this guy looks like, look at that forehead.
Yeah.
Jesus. It looks like he could like ram his head through a fence and like be fine.
Oh my lord. This dude is going in.
It looks like
guy.
He could like break concrete with that forehead. And he's a fucking elf? I don't care how good your acting is. You're not an elf, brother. You never will be an elf, all right? What's the guy? Man, there's this other dude, Lee Pace. Mm-hmm. He was like one of the elves in Lord of the Rings. Go look up Lee Pace elf. Now that is a fucking elf. Look at my guy Aragorn. That's an elf, mm-hmm. all right? These guys, joke, man.
Man, you know the ultimate elf is Orlando, bro.
Oh, that's who it is. Wait, who did I say? I don't even know who I said.
I don't even know. I didn't.
But Orlando Bloom. Yeah. That's an elf. That's, I mean, come on.
Yeah. They even made Mr. The agent look like an elf. And he was like from The Matrix. Mr.
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah. Well, that was Neil, but.
Agent Smith.
Yeah. They even made him look like
an elf. Yeah, really he looked angel. Awesome.
Yeah.
And his younger self is in. That's who he is.
Oh, that's who he's supposed to be playing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Elrond.
Because I know they live for he's a while. That's what was so weird when they, in the beginning of the movie, when they left their place. I was like, once they leave, don't they die? Or don't they like start to, they lose that?
No. Oh.
Because in the old Lord of the Rings, whenever they stay in that little realm of the elf thing, they like can live for a decent amount.
No. So in the book, what's her name? Liv Tyler's character?
Yeah.
She can stay, but she can never go back to that island ever again. Mm-hmm. She has to stay on Middle Earth.
Oh, okay.
And she just is going to live forever. And, like, in the story, she, like, wanders forever after Aragorn dies. Spoiler mm-hmm. alert. And sad. She's just sad.
Oh, okay.
What's her name? Arwen or something
like that, yeah.
Yeah. No, elves don't die. They're, like, immortal.
That's what I thought. Yeah, okay.
And so when they go to their little heaven, mm-hmm. which is just, like, an island, like, that's good. Gotcha. You know, they're good. But if they do die, it's apparently my roommate was saying they don't have souls. So if they die, they're dead. Like no mas.
Oh wow.
Whereas humans like mm-hmm. can ascend or whatever. Like an elf is like an immortal, but that's it. You know.
Okay. So, they can live forever, but if they die, they die.
It's like bad. Yeah. That's like when they go to war. That's why they don't want to go to war because it's like it's real when they die. So every time you see an elf die on screen. It's sadder than when a human dies, mm-hmm. okay? And then there's these little dwarf thingies. No, what are they called? These little, they're not hobbits. About,
yeah.
These Harfoots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm feeling them. Yeah, they're ugly asses.
I like that they made the orcs still look amazing.
Well, they're not CGI anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, remember Hobbit?
They're all CGI'd out.
Yeah. And the Hobbit, mm-hmm. and they don't look scary. Mm-hmm. But when they're real, it's like, you know, it's you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's kind of boring, but it's beautiful.
It is boring. It's not as much accent as they kind of led it up to be.
I think there will be some.
I'm sure they will. Yeah. They'll make up for it. But as it's starting off now, it's a lot of dialogue.
Episode 3 is an absolute snooze fest, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And they're long.
Like, 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie. Like, Friday nights, I'm watching that.
But we're almost...
Sunday nights,
we're not going to talk about it anymore, right? Until we finish them, or we're going to still review them?
Yeah. So, because we haven't talked about it yet. Because
the Hulk is all... What is up? I know we're going to go off, but what is up with these more Star Wars episodes? They're coming with another 3-episode out of like... I'm like, what are we doing here?
Wait, with what?
They're doing another series on Disney, a Star Wars episode called
Andor.
But still.
Yeah.
I'm done.
They're not done. Disney paid way too much for those rights.
But they stick with the Mando. That's it. That's all you need. You're good.
Dude, we're talking stick about capitalism. We're going to have Lord of the Rings for the rest of our life. We're going to have Star Wars, Marvel, all this bullshit. They
got Forrest Whitaker in it.
They spent billions for this intellectual property. So one more nerdy side note mm-hmm. about Rings of Power. I was breaking this down in pre-pro. There's something called the Silmarillion that is like basically the prequel to The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. And Amazon did not purchase that. They purchased the rights to Lord of the Rings. So this prequel we are seeing is completely made from scratch. And it can only reference things that were referenced in The Lord of the Rings. There's another property called the Silmarillion that a gaming company bought. And they're probably going to do their own movie or something with that. Which is going to be completely separate, but that's actually from what Tolkien wrote. So that's just a nerdy side fact. Mm-hmm. Just letting you know.
Dropping juice.
Yeah. But I mean, I do like the girl, though.
Mm-hmm.
Galadriel.
Sure. Yeah.
I think that was good casting. We'll see how it goes. It's kind of a snooze fest.
Yeah. They're trying to compete. Apple, Netflix, Paramount. Dude,
they spent $700
million. Yeah. It's well, like, you got to lay the bucks out when you got bro, Netflix.
They ain't trying to compete. They're fucking... Hey, when you try hard, that's when you die hard. And when,
but they are trying to compete, man, because like Netflix got a new release coming out, Me Too, with Queen Latifah, Ludacris. They were dropping movies left and
Queen
right.
Queen Latifah's staying on Netflix.
Right. She I'm just letting Hustle. You... I'm just saying right now, man, like Huda. Netflix, Apple, even Paramount, which we're probably going to go into here in a little bit, they're throwing some shit out, bro.
Well, Paramount apparently is like last in, not counting Peacock, is last in subscriptions. Apparently, Disney is that guy in the subscription world.
Well, I wouldn't. I did it, yeah.
But it's because of kids, I think.
Yeah.
And they're even doing like a National Treasure, but no Nick Cage, but it's going to be like a kid show. Mm-hmm. Like so.
And they just released Thor on there, I think, this month too.
Yeah. So if you checked it out.
I'm going to watch it, yeah.
Let me know when you check that one out.
No, for sure.
And Pinocchio, which that looks it fucking just looks horrible. Like a piece of shit. Yeah. But speaking of Paramount, moving into another Let's nerdy go. Realm.
Yeah.
We're talking Star Trek.
Yo, and I tried to put you guys onto this a long time ago, and this is Star Trek Strange New Worlds. Don't get it twisted with, there's so many. Star Trek, there's Star Trek Picard, there's Star Trek Voyager, there is Star Trek Next Generation, there is Star Trek Space Nine. It's none of these. It is Star Trek Strange New World on Paramount Plus. And when I tell you there's probably one bad episode out of all of them, that's it. And I'm talking about it's 10 episodes. They're about 45 minutes, a little bit longer. But I don't think 45 to 50 minutes is that bad.
No.
That's when you get over to like 66 minutes, you know, and you're 109 minutes. You're like, whoa, hold on now. But it's a banger. Rotten Tomatoes, 99%.
Oh.
IMDb, 8.2 out of 10. So I'm not speaking hyperbole when I'm saying this, but this show, the graphics on this show, I'm talking about when I was talking about Halo. Like, we all know that the Halo on Paramount Plus wasn't as good as all of us nerds and traditions would have loved it. But the cinematography and graphics on it, you can't dispute that. These two shows on Paramount Plus are worth the $4.99. It's chump change for me. I just think it's not that big of a deal.
Well, especially, I mean, we are so, like, people don't go to the movies anymore and spend, like, you know, right. $15 a ticket to see one movie. Like, exactly. You're getting all these episodes.
All these episodes. And I'm talking about high quality stuff, like, dead ass, like, really. I mean, and the ratings speak for itself, right? So, I give this 2 power swipes. It's a stop and watch. A couple of nights a week. Something you can throw on. Definitely, it's coming out with another season. It just released this year, 2022.
Okay.
Rock with it. Bang with it. The actors, they got fire actors. Like I said, out of all the episodes, there was one episode. So 9 out of 10 are banging. So just, there's if you got time. Way. Yeah, if you got the free 3 months, go ahead. I started off with my Xbox and started watching it. And I was like, oh, free. But now I just went ahead and paid for the $4.99 because I'm transitioning into the Lost I think, yeah, the city, yeah, Lost City was starring your boy Channing Tatum.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, we can go over. You haven't watched Star Trek, so there wasn't really much to go into. You're going to get into it.
This is going
to
be a Seth Watches What Dana Watches segment next week.
Right. So I wanted to get into Lost City, which is another Paramount Plus feature, and it's high quality. Like you said, everybody's putting out movies these days. You don't have to go to the theaters. They're putting them out on apps. Starring Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum, Brad Pitt. And it also has my girl from...
Brad Pitt is in it?
Yeah, Brad Pitt's in it. I wanted to drop that jewel for you later. I didn't want to spoil that in the pre-pro. And it also has my guy, Oscar Nunez, from The Office.
Yeah.
It also has my girl from The Office Party, the black chick who's a security guard, Divine Joy Rudolph. She's the chick that plays the security guard on The Office Party with Jason Bateman, and they throw the crazy Christmas party in The Office.
I've seen that.
Oh, man. She plays the security guard. She's hella funny in that. But The Lost City came out this year. It's 1 hour and 52 minutes. It's insiders. Movie Insider gives it a 3.4 out of 5, which is pretty good. Rotten Tomatoes, 79%. IMDb, 6.1. It's just a your good love story where Sandra Bullock plays this lady who writes a novel and Channing Tatum plays like the Fabio guy of the cover.
Of course.
And, he's the complete opposite of that. In real life, so he like takes heart of the character because he doesn't do anything outside of that, so he takes real like pride of it, and he's like soft. So it's a different role for Chatham, which I kind of liked. I ain't gonna lie. And Sandra plays the novel, who she's the rice, she's unexpired or whatever, whatever. You also got Daniel Radcliffe, who's in this, who plays the antagonist.
What?
Yeah, bro, it's lit. Okay. And so she gets captured by Daniel Radcliffe because he wants to find this lost city. And Chad Tatum is trying to play like the rescue Fabio guy that she writes about, but obviously he's not because he's like this, just not the opposite. He plays like a comedian role. And then Brad Pitt plays like the assassin, like survivor, like comes to rescue Sandra, like does all the flips and crazy acrobatics and just off the chart type of stuff. You're like, whoa, right? And then you got my guy Oscar Nunez. He's like the sixth man, comes off the bench and plays this role that you're like, whoa, Ginobili. Like, he just plays this role. It's a good role. I'm not trying to give too much away. I'm going to give it a power one swipe. You can stop it. You're not going to lose anything. It's a movie shot high quality once again by Paramount Plus. So it's not like you're going to lose anything by watching something like, oh, I don't know. But, and it's Sandra Bullock. She's coming from Netflix to Paramount Plus. She's just doing both, you know? Well, so
that we always talk about this, you know, this movie should have been in theaters.
Yo, like, definitely.
No one goes to see comedies anymore. Like, comedies don't make it out to fucking theaters anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because like, it's fun to laugh with a bunch of people.
It was supposed to be, it's funnier than Me Time, which was the Kevin Hart's movie.
Well, that's good.
Right? Exactly. So the Lost City, I mean, it's Brad Pitt, Sandra Bullock, Chad Tatum, Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, it's A-listers.
It's like all around. So like I said, if you got Paramount Plus, get it for the free subscription through your Xbox. If not, pay $4.99. You will not go wrong. Power one swipe. Check it out.
And briefly, we're just going to talk real quick about this Untold and One Doc.
Oh, so good.
Which
we all grew up during this.
Yes. I mean, this was like nostalgia overload.
Yeah.
And it was cool to see how it got started and how, like, what was his name? Stephon Marbury.
The shoe.
The ankle break. And then the And One logo.
And then Nike coming out and just botting them in one commercial.
Yes. It's just.
Remember when Scary Movie did
Yeah.
Yo, that was hilarious.
God,
shout
so
out.
Funny.
Yeah.
It's crazy though. It's like And One, like it's kind of like how Seinfeld was like the greatest show of all time, but it only worked in that era. Mm-hmm. Same whereas like now it's like I don't think the only company I've ever seen come up that actually like has stayed, I guess, is Under Armour.
It's kind of a sad story.
Yeah.
It really is, cuz you think about the dudes, they pretty much capitalized off
They were exploiting
pretty much
black men from the city.
Yeah.
You know, 100%.
Yeah. And then remember when the guy asked him for some money?
Yeah.
He was like, I don't remember. It was like typical. Like, you're like, damn, bro, you used all of their talents, got every little bit you
could out of them. Exploited them and did not pay them enough.
Yeah. Because remember they were talking about how much money each of them were making. Yeah, and then the professor. Yeah. But then this white dude, if y'all don't know, who came along in the And One documentary, because it started off with a bunch of, you know, black guys in the inner city, you know, slam dunk, like you know, New York, Philly. Playing at the Rucker Parks and these big games. So these guys that come from like colleges, these three guys I can't remember, started it. They, you know, which they came up with a good brand. You can't knock them. It was smart.
Right, but it was like Stanford, Wharton.
Yeah, they both like, had,
maybe another, it was like another Ivy League.
Ivy League school, yeah.
It was three white dudes, of course, who came up with the idea.
I'm not knocking it either, because it was a good idea. They brought
Especially the trash talk.
Yeah, the tees, because you have a tee that mimics one of the shirts that I see you wear all the time that this dude designed, that where it's like trash talking shirts came out and one was big. Yeah. It was the one thing that Nike was like, when you know you try to go against big brands like Nike, you know, you got to watch out, you know, and they were one of those brands they showed that they were on the come up, like it was a quick, fast come up company, like real fast. And it just shows you the
I mean, I had the game. Yeah. There was a game.
The And One tees, the tapes, you know,
I remember being, some of my homies who are probably listening right now, like LimeWire, we're downloading the mixtapes.
Oh,
and
I forgot
stuff,
LimeWire.
Watching
Hot
Sauce just cook people and then trying to go mimic it. Like when they were saying like suburban kids were mimicking it, I was like, that was me. in middle school with the fucking basketball shorts almost down to my ankles. Yeah. I was rocking Dunks back then. Like, that's what I would play in. And ball was life.
Right. It was.
It was just a different time.
It was back then.
It's like a more delicate, you know, game.
Mm-hmm. Finesse, fancy, shoot, long range.
Yeah. Back then, not that this time.
Mm-mm.
I mean, when they were saying it was poetry and shit, and it really was. It really was. You were breaking rules all the time. Like, you're carrying all the time. And
Yeah, breaking all types of rules. Yeah. But it was entertainment. They were like globetrotters, but for the 2000 version of it, you know? But as everything goes, as quickly as it came up,
Fell apart.
Yeah. So it was a good Netflix documentary, bro.
I thought it was great, man. Yeah. These Untolds have been great.
They have.
There's a couple new ones I want to see. I don't know if I'm going to watch the Johnny Manziel one.
No, I'm good on that.
Because I followed him on Instagram for a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a douchebag, like just through and through. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he deserves
his home. Yeah.
Any flowers. Right. Like, he's also a rich kid.
Mm-hmm. He came from Oils families, Texas. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't even think. Just skip that one just on my behalf. I'm gonna next that one without even looking. But they're killing. They're like doing their 30 for 30 thing. But yeah, that was nostalgia overload. Main event.
It was
Hot Sauce. Yeah. What was the other guy? Skip to My Lou.
It was so many, man. The Professor, right? I felt bad for the Professor because he came in at the time and you knew he was making more money than all of them. And it was just. You can show that the divide, and those owners did that though. They put him on the front of everything once they like.
Well, because he was like Kelly Clarkson, he won their like reality show, and I remember week by week in the summer because there's nothing on in the summer but baseball, watching ESPN and watching that streetball tour.
Yeah,
and it'd be in a different city, and it was fucking sick. And I remember, you know, rooting for the Professor, you know, because he's like tiny.
The white dude. Like,
shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, he was Jason Williams of the N1.
Exactly.
But I think Jason Williams might have been a little bit hard body or than.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, he
did. Jason Williams, White Chocolate did. Yeah,
White Chocolate
shit.
Was a different level.
He got respected from all black people. And then there's like one dude you know that stepped on the court that everybody. He would have cooked everybody, bro.
Come on.
Yeah. Shout out to White Chocolate, Jason Williams, bro.
But
it was a good doc.
Yeah.
I liked it, man.
It's kind
of
sad.
I like that we watched a lot of similar things this week, like the past couple of weeks.
Well, I've been clicking Netflix a lot. Oh, let me real quick. I don't know about the Mike Tyson. The makeup.
I told you though. Remember I said it was bad. I told you. I'm still going to watch it, but I told you it was bad. I told you, right?
That makeup.
I told you.
When he's old.
I told you. Didn't I tell you? They should have just used the regular mic on that part, right? Like, yo, Mike,
come
here and just do this part. So that way, the guy that's playing you,
Okay, so that part is based on, I've seen that.
It's on Netflix. That was a stand-up. I remember that. Show. Yeah, I remember that.
It might be on HBO.
Something. I just remember that. Yeah.
But he was on Broadway, and he was doing a one-man show. Mm-hmm. And that's what that's referencing.
Mm-hmm.
But
they did Mike wrong. They did him wrong. They did him wrong. He has a right to be fucking pissed.
I'd be like, are you kidding me? Like, some of the worst makeup I've ever seen.
It's bad.
Like, it's laughable.
It's bad.
Like, how did the actor not be like, hey, no, this is bad?
Yeah.
And it is a guy from Moonlight. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end. But yeah, I might have to next that one.
I'm nexting, but I've watched. Yeah. I've already watched it in a minute. I have to continue. But I warned the listeners.
Yeah.
And you watched it, and I told y'all in the quick synopsis that I did to skip it.
Coming up, though, I think I'm going to be checking out The Patient on FX.
That looks good.
That looks like good. Does look like kind of long-winded.
I'm watching The Girl in the Mirror on Netflix, just so you know.
Girl in the Mirror,
and it's pretty good. I'm almost done.
And then I'm going to get Paramount, and we'll kind of see from there.
Yeah, watch the scary movie. I don't want to talk about that until you watch it.
Which one?
Scary Movie.
No, Scream.
Scream, I'm sorry, yeah.
Oh, yeah, with Wednesday Addams, the girl's playing Wednesday as well. So, all right.
And She-Hulk, man, we're almost done with that. We're going to get to wrap that up here so you can get to talk about that.
Are they doing, it's 6 episodes?
I think so. You know Disney?
Yeah.
I'm trying to give it to you, because they can't go long, man. They can't do Netflix longevity in episodes. They can't do that.
They just had their D23, like their expo, and they got some new shit coming out. They have a new show though that's
Yo, it's okay. You can keep doing it. This one's got to stay on the pad for a while, bro.
With the singing?
Yeah, because if anybody needs some motivation, you know, like, that's a good-ass speech. I feel like every year we... Remember it was Mama Mentality before?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we always ran some type of motivation. Uh-huh. I think this one's going to be it. We got to run this one into 23, though.
Our guy, Blood Orange, has a new track, Jesus Freak Glider, out.
Give us a tour, man.
Come back to Atlanta, please. Come on.
We're going to add you whenever you do get the tour up, so maybe possibly you'll show love to the small people and do a show for us. Oh, so whenever that tour comes up and we know you're coming to Atlanta, prepare for a lot of ads, because we're going to add this shit out of you. We're just going to be adding you until you're like, say no, and then at least you said no to us.
So yeah, just a sign of life, please. Yeah.
Even if you just give us like 15 minutes, we'll take it. Get us like a million followers. Let's set us off.
Set this bit. The way Taysom Hill set off the dome.
Right. Give us your rider. We'll try to meet every need.
Oh yeah, we'll be the only yellow M&M you want.
Calvin Klein underwear. I know that's what your thing is.
Dad hats.
Yeah. Kangos.
White tees.
Whatever you need. White beaters.
Leather hat.
Mm-hmm. We got you.
High-waisted jeans. Prada boots, maybe.
Gucci? We don't got that, though. Sorry.
Yeah.
We don't got that.
Honorable mention, Kanye going off on that DC guy. Black hats matter.
At least Pete Davis is off. Pete Davis is off his list. You know they broke up, right?
Yeah. I think Kanye might be the funniest non-comedian there is. Like, he could have been a comedian.
Yeah, no, for sure. Rest in peace to everybody that passed away at 9/11. That was a couple days ago. We never forget that shit.
What about the Queen? Yeah.
Once again, rest in peace to everybody.
Understood.
9/11 is way more important. Sorry.
Inside job. Kidding. Maybe I'm not. All right, y'all. See you next week.